We are learning Maseches Pesachim Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph, and we are starting the second line from Tesvav Amud Aleph on top. We learned in the Mishnah that there was where Chinina Sekana Kahanim said that you let it take a shlishi, a kachim that was tamei shlishi, and you let it make it into a sheni by burning it together with the rishon, so it becomes a sheni. That was one halacha, and that Rav Akiva was maisif to even let it take a shlishi, which was a truma that became tamei from Tul Yoyim, and make it into a rishon. And afterwards, Rameya said, "Medivreim lamadnu, they let it burn chametz at Erev Pesach, take truma tahira that was chametz, and burn it together with tmeya. Even though you're taking truma tahira, making it tamei, it was never even tamei ever. It was tahar, and you make it tamei, you let it do that. Now, where did he learn this out from? Medivreim. Where did he learn this out from? So the Gemara said he learned it out from Chinina Sekana Kahanim and Rav Akiva. The problem was that both Rav Chinina Sekana Kahanim and Rav Akiva are talking about cases where the truma already has some kind of tumah to it. Either it was a shlishi, or the shlishi of truma, or a shlishi of kachim was a shlishi. So what's going on? So the first teretz of the Gemara was that there, according to Rav Chinina Sekana Kahanim, the kachim was only tami midirabbanon. So really midiraisa was tar, and still I'm allowed to make it tami. So that's why you learn out the same thing why Erev Pesach, this chametz is supposed to be burnt, so it's the same level as a derabbanan digatuma. Why? Because here, midirabbanan, I can't even eat it now anymore. I have to burn it now. Because Erev Pesach, in the fifth hour, you already can't eat chametz, so therefore you can burn it. Why can't you burn it? Because it's also derabbanan, just like a tuma of shlishi was also derabbanan. That's what means midivrei. That's the first pshat of the Gemara, what midivrei means. Now we're going to learn the second pshat, and Aman Beis learn a third pshat, which is similar to the first pshat. But first we go to the second pshat, Rish Lakish's pshat, and what midivreiha means. It means that we learn after our Mishnah that truma tahira, let it burn truma tamei on Erev Pesach. Omra Rish Lakish, Bakapara. Masnisim ba'ava tuma de'araisa, uvlada tuma de'araisa. Of course our Mishnah is talking about ava tuma de'araisa and avlad tuma de'araisa, which means the shlishi was a de'araisa. And therefore, midivreim can't mean that we're learning out from Rechina Sekana Kahanim, because there's not a raya. There you took something that was tamei midiraisa, made it more tamei. But it's not a raya, it's a regular truma tahira. And divreim have to be something else. I just want to point out a very interesting thing. It says in the Lashon, ava tuma deraisa, and it's Lashon on Beis also. Tosfos points out, it's possible to have an ava tuma midirabbanan also. Believe it or not, you have an ava tuma midirabbanan. The way is, Tosfos gives three examples. Either me'es me'es of a nida, which means when a nida sees dam, we're not sure when it happened, you have to go back 24 hours of chumrah, then it's ava tuma. Anything she touches, like ava tuma. Also a base of pras, which means a field that lost a cave in it, or eretz amen. All those things are ava tuma midirabbanan. Rashi on a base, Yudam Beis says a line that there's no such thing as ava tuma midirabbanan. The chol ava tuma deraisi. As Loshon Rashi, Rashi and Tosfos argue here. Akaponim, we're just going over here. It's what's the pshat in our mishnah? What's midivreim? Am I midivreim? If we're talking about deraisa, so what? How are you learning out the truma tahira? The elaborate truma tamei. My midivreim. Midivrei Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. It means from to midivreim loshen rabim. Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. So tomar hey Rabbi Yeshua. Which Rabbi Yeshua are we referring to? Ilay mahar Rabbi Yeshua. The tana looked at the mishnah. Chavis. The mishnah in truma. It says chavis shall truma shenod lo safik tuma. There was a barrel of truma. And with a suffix, it became tamei or not. Rashi says someone walked in who was tamei, you're not sure if he touched it or not. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, that's still chayim and shmirah. Truma, you have to watch from coming tamei. Rabbi Eliezer, you still have to watch it. Eliezer Omer, im hoysim unachas makam atorfa, if it was in a place which was open, easy to become tamei, yanichena makam amutzta, put it into a private place. Im hoysim agula, if it was uncovered, michasena, you should cover the barrel. Because you have to still watch and make sure that truma has not become tamei. Even though already it was nailed the suffix, you still have to watch it. Rashi says, learn stuff from a pasuk, truma yisai, loshen rabim. Rabbi Yeshua amen, em hoysa menachas makam hamutzna, if it was in a private place, yenechem makam hamutzna, you can even put it if you want. You don't have to. If you want, you can put it in an open place. Em hoysa mechusa, you can let it, you can uncover it. The kid doesn't need shmira according to Rabbi Yeshua. So what do you see? Rabbi Yeshua holds something that's a nail of a suffix, which means you have to burn it, because it's a nail of a suffix. The halacha is that you can put it, you don't have to watch it anymore. So here also, we'll learn out, by chametz also, you let it burn, truma tahira and tamea. Why? Because the truma tahira here has to be, is going to beer. It's halacha beer. And it's the same thing, like Rashi speaks out at the end of Yani Chenev. Hanami, I feel tahira, bas beer, here matama, you let it matama, because the same thing like tluya. That's the Gemara wants to say. It's this Rabbi Yeshua. Medivrei means this Rabbi Yeshua. But Gemara says it's not true. Mi dami. This Rabbi Yeshua, Masechtas Trumas, is not a raya. Mi dami. Hosom is only a grama ba'alma. Hocha biyadayim. There, you're only making a grama. You're putting it into a makim ha Megullo or Makam Yigaleno or Makam Atorfa, it's only a grama. Who said you let it take something Matam B'Yadayim? Like when you burn Truma on Erev Pesach, you might be Matam B'Yadayim. Who said you could do that? This Rabbi Shu is not right. Rabbi Shu just says you don't have to worry about watching it. You could put it in a Makam that could get Tumah. What? No, Yanechan Makam Atorfa is not B'Yadayim because it's not for sure become Tumah there. You're putting in a place where it could become Tumah. It's only a grama. You put in a place where it wasn't watched B'Yadayim, but you didn't make a Tumah B'Yadayim. Just made an open place be dying. So it's not a riot from that Rabbi Shua. So which Rabbi Shua is he referring to? It says Devrehem from Eliezer Rabbi Shua, which Rabbi Shua is referring to? Elohor Rabbi Shua, the Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah, not a Mishnah. It's also a Mishnah in Chumas. Chavish al Chumash Nishpura of a Gas al Yoina. You had over here a barrel that was above a press, a wine press. And one was Chuma, and the bottom was Chulin. And what happened was the top barrel cracked, and the grapes were dripping out into the bottom press. It was falling into it, and that was chulin. And the tachtoina chulin. Now you don't want your chulin to come full of truma because you're up the creek, then you can't eat it. You're not a kain, you're a Israel, you can't eat it. And not only that, it was tamei. The chulin on the bottom was tameim. So not only was it truma, it was truma. Not only was it chulin, it was chulin tameim. If the truma falls in there, then you can't eat any of it. You can't even sell it to Kayim because it became now mixed with Chulin and it became Tameh. So what's the Eitzah here? Samoyder Elezer Rav Yeshua, Shem Yochel HaHatzel Mimena Ravias. Now, just to speak at one more point, that Chulin Tameim by itself is mutter to someone to eat. If a guy's not makbet to eat Dafka Tyrus, he let it eat Chulin Tameim. So the Chulin Tameim right now is very good, and the Truma Tahira right now is all edible. That's to Kayim, this to everyone else. And now, this was falling into this thing. So, even if you could save a revius of the truma b'tahira, you have tar the kalim right there, you should run, take the kalim, and catch those grapes. It shouldn't fall in. Then yatzel, it should fall. What?
When does this happen, that would be a problem to save it.
What happened right now? What happened right now on Tuesday?
Why is it a problem to save it?
What? No problem to save it. The problem is he has no, we'll see the case. He has, let's say if he has kalim to save it, even if it's only revius, he only has enough time to save it. It's going very quick, it's broken. He should save it. Yatzel. Vimlav, let's say he has no kalim tahir. So what's the shayla here? The shayla is like this. He wants to save his chulin. He wants to save his chulin. But he has here a bunch of kalim tameim here. He can save all his chulin right now. So are you allowed to take kalim tameim now and catch the truma so it shouldn't fall into the chulin? What's the shayla? On one hand, the truma is sure coming, either way it's coming tameim anyways, landing into the chulin tameim. Either way it's coming tameim. But on the other hand, that's not B'Yadayim, this is B'Yadayim. So Shaila says, let it do something B'Yadayim to save my chulin. That's the machlokes. That's the Shaila over here. So, Shem Yochel Hatzman Revius B'Tari Yatzel. From Lav, Rav Lezer, Meteirid B'Tatamba. Let it fall down into the chulin and pass through your chulin. B'Tatamba, become Tommy. V'Aytemena V'Yad. Don't make the Truma Tommy V'Yad. Rav Yeshua, Ma'afti Yatemena V'Yad. You also keep Tommy by hand. Even B'Yadayim and save yourself your chulin. So what do you see? Rabbi Shua holds something that's oimed to get possible to eat, you're allowed to make a tummy now. Therefore, Erev Pesach also, this thing is oimed to get, it's not going to be edible anymore in the seventh hour. It's not going to be edible anymore, it's already osir. So already now, I am allowed to be metamid. Because anyway, it's going to ibud. It's going to be ibud anyway. It's not going to be eaten anyway. It's going to be anyway. Therefore, the same thing we find Rabbi Shua says, a lot of people time be a dime if something's going to get ruined anyway. Erev Pesach also, something's going to get ruined anyway. Which means Erev Pesach, somebody chametz soon. And also chametz, therefore I'm allowed to already make a tummy here. So it's mamash the first Rabbi Shua. That's what it means medevrayim. Yehachi, hai medevrayim, medvarovim boyalei. It's only from Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Eliezer argues. It's not medevrayim. And for the Gemara, Hachgam, Machakusam, Shav Eliezer, Rabbi Shua, Lamadnu. We learn now from the Machlekas of Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Eliezer together. Like Rashi explains, anytime you have Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua, you always pass on like Rabbi Shua, because Rabbi Eliezer, there was a whole Maisa in the Tanush HaAchnoim, Bar Metzia, the famous Maisa, with the Basco and Daphne and Tesla base. In Bar Metzia, we don't pass on Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shemutihu. We don't pass on Rabbi Eliezer. And therefore, Medevrayim and both of them, you have Machlekas, we learn out, we pass on like Rabbi Shua. And therefore, we know you're allowed to make the chametz tamei b'yadayim. Yehachi, no, and for the Gemara, Dekanami, Dektani, Moider Elezer Rabbi Shua. Shema Minot. Look at after Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi has a taina on him. Rabbi Yosi, Einim Amida. We'll see what that means in a second. He says, Einim Amida. I don't agree to you. It's not a raya. Your raya is not a raya. And then he says, Moidim Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shua, Shusar from Zula Asma, Zula Asma. Where did Rav Elazar Yeshua come in all of a sudden? So please, that's very geschmack, because he learned out from Rav Elazar Yeshua. And that's why they can have told him, Moider Elazar Rav Yeshua, Shmamina. This is Rav Shlokas of Shana, Mishnah, the Medevreya means for Rav Yeshua. V'chein Om Rav Nachman, Om Rav Avua, Mastisim Ava Tumma de Raisa, Vlada Tumma de Raisa. I'm just talking about Ava Tumma de Raisa and Vlada Tumma de Raisa. And we're not learning it from Yibachin Yisgana Khan, we're learning out from Rav Yeshua. And Medevreya means, my Medevreya, Medevreya Rav Elazar Rav Yeshua. So that's the pshat in our Mishnah, Rav Shlokas of Shat, the second pshat. The Gemara is going to ask a kasha now on this pshat. It's Rav Shlokas or Rav Nachman said this pshat. What? Yeshua said what? He said when it's falling in, you could catch it. What? That's the kasha. That was Rabbi Yossi's kasha. Rabbi Yossi had a kasha or a meis. It's an amida. And I hold moide Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. That's good for what you're saying. It's good for tining or a meis. The reim is wrong. That was Rabbi Yossi's words. So now we're going to bring down a brayse that actually says Rabbi Yossi's Taina. And we'll see if that makes sense. If we're learning what a meir means to say is learning from Rabbi Yeshua, does Rabbi Yossi's Taina make sense? Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman, Om Rabbi Yossi. And the brayse that brings down Rabbi Yossi's Taina, Om Rabbi Yossi. Ena nidn doyma l'raya. Your shayla of Erev Pesach is not doyma to the raya. Kshehidu Rabbi Seinu, Amai Hidu. What was the edus of Rabbi Seinu? So it's obviously going back on Chinyas Kana Kanim. What were they made on? Imal abasa shenitma bevlara tuma. If you're talking about the edus that they said that basa became tummy with a vlara tuma, which we said means a shlishi, shesarf noisa and basa shenitma bevlara tuma. That you burn it, you let it burn together with a basa that was the avatuma, making this into the basa was nitma avatuma, making the basa into a rishon and making this thing into a sheni, so that you bring a raya from there to erev Pesach. It's not a raya, Rav Yossi Tainus. Enim amida. It's not a raya. Why? Zet tummy v'zet tummy. There, they're both tamei to a certain extent. One's a shlishi, and one's a rishon. In Ma'al Shemen, if you're talking about Rabbi Kiva, this is what Rabbi Yossi is telling Rabbi Meir. If you're learning it from Rabbi Kiva's halacha, Ma'al Shemen, shenifs of tol yoyim, shem lik noisim nesh, shem lik noisim nesh, if you're talking about burning Shemen, which was a shlishi, in a ner that was a rishon, zeh pasol v'zeh tamei. This is pasol, this is tamei. This is already a shlishi, and this is tamei. Afanu moidim, I'll agree to you, but truma shenitmas vladatuma. I'll agree to you that truma got tummy from vladatuma, which means it's a shlishi. So start placing a truma shenitmas vladatuma. You can burn it with truma. That's a rishon. Aval heich nisroif ateluya imatmeya. Where do you see you can burn teluya imatmeya? Shema yava yava terena. Maybe it's in bitar. And like the marshal speaks out in the kavachoyma, a real tahira. Where do you see you can burn it with temeya? He's saying, all I see, he obviously in this braisa, Rabbi Yossi thought that Ramei is learning out from Achnias Kanakanim and Rabbi Kiva. He says, what are you talking about? There, both those cases, it was Tomei already. Either it was, both cases, it was a Shlishi already. Mashekin here, it was not a Shlishi. He says, even a Suffolk Tumah would have been able to learn out from there. Because a Suffolk Tumah might be Tar. And of course, a Tar would have been able to learn out from that. And the braisa goes further to another point, which is not the point of our maskeflay, but it's another point in the braisa that Sefta goes further. It says, "Hapigul v'hanoiser v'hatame." You have three things you have to burn of the kachim. One was pigul, one was noiser, and one was tame. Are you allowed to burn it together? L'maisa pigul and noiser are not tame v'deraisa. It's only also to eat. Are you allowed to burn it together? So v'sham erim enis rafim kachas. You cannot burn it at one time because you can't make the pigul noiser tame. V'sil erim enis rafim kachas. You could make a tame. And we'll see pshat later on. Ad kan habraisa. And the kasha is that if you're learning like Rav Shlokas and Rav Nachman, that Rav Meir learned out from Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, so then what in the world is Rabbi Yossi tining to Rav Meir from Rabbi Chinya Skana Kanim and from Rabbi Kiva? It's not where he learned it out from. V'sagadat of Rav Meir v'divrei Rabbi Yeshua kama, Rav Meir learning out from the Devar of Rabbi Yeshua. Amai mehadalei Rabbi Yossi v'chinyas Skana Kanim. Why is he telling Mataina from Chinya Skana Kanim? So Rav Nachman answers like this. Omlei Rav Nachman. Rabbi Yossi lava daite. Rabbi Yossi wasn't sure exactly where Rabbi Meir learned out from. The who sava, he learned Rabbi Meir mid Rabbi Chinya Skana Kanim kamalei. He thought that that's where he learned from. He learned from Chinya Skana Kanim. Therefore, he tells him, I don't know, it's not a raya. That's tamei, and this is tar. What's the raya? But omalei. And Rabbi Meir answered Rabbi Yossi. He said, "No, I'm learning Rabbi Yeshua kamina. I'm learning from Rabbi Yeshua." Va'amalei. Rabbi Yossi says back to him, "Va'afilu Rabbi Yeshua nami ena himin amida. It's not a good dimin either to Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Listen to the words of our Mishnah Taka. The Moida, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua, they have to do it separately. Serve Zuv Neyasma, the Tameh, Chumah Tayyar by itself, and Zuv Neyasma, Chumah Tameh by itself. Aye, going to taina that isn't it a Gantz Geshmak Araya from the story of Rabbi Yeshua? Because there was falling in anyway, and we said that you're allowed to make a Tameh Yadayim. Here also, it's going to be burnt anyway in an hour. It's not about to eat it anyway, so I'm allowed to do it. Well, it's mamash the same thing. So what's Eim and Amida? Am I Eim and Amida? Mida, Midi, it's exact same thing. The Gemara answers, Shani Hasam Deika Hefsid Chulin. There it's different, because there was a Hefsid Chulin. That's why Rabbi Shua allowed it. Rabbi Shua allowed you to be Matam B'Yadayim B'Mokim Hefsid of Chulin. You're going to lose all your chulin. That's why you allowed it. But in our case, you have to dafka burn the two things together. Who has to burn the chumah tamara together? Well, what's up? There you're trying to save the chulin. Understand what you're doing. You make it a tam b'yadayim because anyway it's to get ruined. And you're saving yourself chulin. Why here? You have to burn it together. That's Rab Yosi's taina. Maskalora Yirmiyah, in our Mishnah, explain you also why it's burned together. There's a point of it. You know why? Because you have to make two fires, you have to use two firewoods. Mashenke, if you make one fire, it's one portion of firewood, a few pieces of wood. You don't have to use it two times. But frankly, tomorrow, Maskar of Yirmiyah, Mashiach Nami, you can have some eitzim. Amalehu Saba, lehefsim aruba choshashu, lehefsim muat lechoshu. It's still not a raya, because there, it's a much bigger hefsid. The chulim tamei, not going to be edible anymore. Mashenke, eitzim, not a piece of wood here and there, it's not going to make a big difference, and therefore it's a hefsid muat. Sakaponim, what we finished off is Pshat. We had Rosh Lakish, Rav Nachman's Pshat, and Medivrei means from Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yosi, Tanya's back, at the end of the day, it's not a raya because that is Hefsid of Chulin. Therefore, we let it be Metamit. But here in Erev Pesach, Mehecha Tesi, you can burn Chumah Tahira with Chumah Tameh.